Illumination. A man's thoughts are his character. Illumination. A man's thoughts are his character. We read that a man's character, generally speaking, is not separable from the thoughts he has. A man's thoughts are his character. And it's equally true that a direct relationship exists between the circumstances in which a person habitually finds himself and the kind of thinking that goes on inside his head. Whatever our situation in life, it is a reflection of our inner thought. And the kind of thoughts I have, the thoughts either helpful or damaging that I have allowed to take root in my mind and that I have nurtured there, either consciously or unconsciously, have determined what my life is all about with the accuracy of the mathematical principle that it is. What do I do? How do I think? How do I act? How do I live? A man's thoughts are his character. What are my thoughts? What is my character? Am I a happy, positive being? That's a lovely character to have, isn't it? Am I a thoughtful, joyful, loving person? That's a wonderful character to have. Do I say things and stand up behind them with the power and the light of the magic that's within me? Do I stand forth for whatever it is that I talk about or think about or say? I do. I really do. Whether I like it or not, I do. Because these are the things that make up who I am. A man's thoughts are his character. Now, character means who you are and what you are and what can be expected of you and so forth. Now, is it expected of you that you are a joyful, healthy, wealthy, happy person? Is it expected of you that you are the kind of person that brings light into a conversation, that brings happiness into the joy of other people's lives? Are you the kind of person that lifts up your heart to the stars and comes back glittering and glowing and knowing and happy in every wonderful, magical way? Are you? That's character. What does your character say? Does your character just say you are not a thief, or that you would not steal something, that you would not do something that's incorrect, that you'd violate the laws? Is that part of your character? Well, it's part of the character, but it's not what character is all about. Character is all about you and me being who we are. Are we happy beings? That's our character. Are we beings that look at life and see joy everywhere and see happiness everywhere and see peace everywhere? Are we people who look at life and are just delighted with everything we see and everything that is? Do we call everything good in the world? Is that our character? Wow! What a magnificent character that is! Is our character to be fantastic, to be magic, to be wonderful? Is our character to look at life and call it good and say, that is who we are? Is that our character? Is our character to be all that we can be and all that we are? Well, think about what your character is as I think about what my character is. Is my character the character of a person that I enjoy being with? Character is what my beliefs are, what my delights are, what my convictions are. What are your beliefs, delights, and convictions? Are they happy? Are they fulfilling? Are you a person that can be believed in, trusted in? Does a person come to you because they want to be with a happy person, a person with a happy character? Or do people stay away from you because they don't want to be with a person who has an ugly character, who is unhappy and who is always trying to make things happen in this world instead of just being that which the world is? Do you have an unconditionally loving character? Wow, how magnificent that is. An unconditionally loving character, where we look at ourselves and we call it good and very good, and we look at the world and we call it good and very good. If we are such a person, you can be sure that number one, we like ourselves. Number one, we enjoy our presence, we enjoy our company, we enjoy ourselves, and we do not have to go out looking for anybody to be friendly with us because we like ourselves. We do not have to go out and find people who are living healthy lives and wealthy lives and happy lives because we are living healthy, wealthy, and happy lives. We do not have to go out and look for our character because we are living our character through our thoughts. Every thought we think reveals the character of the person that we are. Every thought we think reveals our belief about ourselves, our conviction about ourselves, our desire about ourselves, and who and what we are. And when anything in our life is a little sticky wicket, then it's up to us to reassess it and realize what thoughts we were thinking that caused that unpleasant experience. And does that unpleasant experience have to go on? No, not at all. It can stop right here. The moment we recognize it, we put the right thought in motion. We put the right thought in motion about it, and our character instantly changes from one of unhappiness and not believing in ourselves to one of happiness and believing in ourselves. From one that says that we live in a body less than ideal to the character realization that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We live in the wholeness that we are. We live in the delight that we are, the wonder that we are, the magic that we are. We live in the now, being perfect in every whit. This is who and what we are. This is the being that we are. This is the life that we are. This is the expression that we are. We are our character. Our character is us. And our character is our thought. A man's thoughts are his character. My thoughts are my character. I love everyone in the universe. I love everyone in the world. I love myself. I like to be with myself. I like my company. My thoughts are delightful thoughts, uplifting, rewarding thoughts to me and to everyone in my world, because I am that I am. I am a delightful, fantastic being. That's who I am. And that's what it's all about. And that's all I know. And yes, I can make the weather delightful for me or not. I can make myself cool or warm. I can make myself happy or unhappy. I can live totally unaffected by my environment, or I can live harmonious with my environment. Now, a snake is a cold-blooded creature, we call them. Lizards and things of that nature, and the heat and the cold do not affect them so much. But truly, they do affect them because they just hibernate when it's too cold or too hot. They just remove themselves from the world, and they live in that world in a different way. And how interesting that is, by their choice. They're doing these things. You and I, by our thought, we live in our character. The character of the being that we are. We're not a snake or a lizard. We're not anything that is outside. We are a man. We are human. We are divine. And as we live in our divinity, as we live in the magic of who we are, our thoughts are our character. Our thoughts are who and what we are and what we believe about ourselves. So this day, make a claim upon all the universe for yourself that thoughts are things and that they are exactly what your character is. So whatever thoughts dwell in your consciousness, that's your character. Whatever thoughts dwell in my consciousness, that's my character. That's who I am, that's who I live, that's what I do, and that's how I reveal myself to myself in my world. That's how you reveal yourself to yourself in your world. Do you have illuminating thoughts? Do you have revealing thoughts? Do you have uplifting thoughts? Are you not the dreamer, but the one who knows it is done now? With me, know it is done now, and enjoy the magic of being who you are. Your thoughts are your character, and your thoughts are good and very good, always and under every circumstance. Know this and understand this and delight in this, for this is truly who you are. I love you. Have a wonderful day.